We're continuing with the Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Tet Vav. And the Chafetz Chaim had said that a person will sometimes say to himself, what's wrong if I come back as a Gilgul? What's wrong if I have to come back to this world to fix things? And he said, I'll tell you what that's similar to. There's a guy who's really down on his luck and he's out of money. And he has to travel the seven seas to make some money. And initially he makes nothing. And finally he starts making money. And he sends word to his family he's going to come back in 7 months. And someone advises him and tells him, hey buddy, make sure you pay up even the small loans you have so that you can, they won't make you problems when you leave. And he mocks it. He figures, what's the big deal if I owe a few dollars here and a few dollars there? And he travels back home. And at the end of the 7 months, the time has come on that day when he's supposed to show up back to his family, and everyone's waiting at the port, and after hours, they're about to give up, and they see a speck at the horizon, and then that speck grows bigger and bigger, and they see it's the ship, and everyone's rejoicing, their dad's coming back. Aval, but, simchatam nehfcha letuga. All their happiness, all their rejoicing, all their celebration suddenly turns sour. Suddenly they saw they're closing the port. They're waiting to see what's happening. Why aren't they letting the ship in? They could hear their father suddenly. He's arguing. And they hear him begging the judges. And he begs them, let me in, let me see my family. And the judges tell him, "Ki bentayim ba'alehim yediyah mimkom hamdina shayasham," that they're very sorry, but they've received a telegram, they've received notice from the city he just left 7 months ago, ech shelifnei esar shanim, that 10 years ago, asah sham avla le'adam b'mamon, he was dishonest with someone in monetary matters. V'nichtav ze sham b'sefer zichonot. And the courts over there have a record that he has an outstanding debt against someone who he was dishonest with. So he tells them, I'll give you the money, send it back in the mail. And they say, no, it's out there in some island. No mailman's going out there. You did business in the far out islands. We have no way of bringing the money back. They say, no one's going to endanger themselves out at sea. You have to go back and bring us confirmation. You paid back what you owe. Then you could come back. We're not letting you into our city. When the father heard this, he started weeping bitterly. He begged them, he says it's been over a decade. He hasn't seen his family. He says, you know, I'll give you 10 times the money I owe. But let me come back home. They refused to listen. They said to him, "Achrei shelo yagia mize toilet la nigzal, ma yuili miknos tatzmo b'chifnaim." They say, what do we care? You'll give us 10 times the money. We're not interested in your money. We're interested in the money getting back to the guy you owe it to. Gam ochichu al panav vayomru lo. And they also rebuked him and they said, "Halo anu yodim sheitru b'cha b'otcha mim komcha." We know that someone warned you before you got on the ship. Shelo tuchal latzet min hayam le'abashat shetifcha lechol echad ve'echad tamagia lo. You were warned that you're not going to be allowed back onto dry land before you pay all your debts. So when he saw that he's not getting anywhere, they're not letting him in. So he started asking. He said, okay, you're not letting me pay you 10 times the amount. You're not letting me ask you to send it by mail. You're saying no one gets there. Let me have a month at home. I've been away from home a decade. Let me have 1 month with my family. Then send me out. I'll face the seas again. And we'll pick up here. Mizrach next time.